Casey Pratt, ABC 7. We love Casey Pratt. We pushed him back right when the Baumeyer's news dropped. He was on the air.
I forgot about
but yeah, right?
I
right?
Totally
but Casey
forgot
Pratt's
about
a good sport.
What
He's been one
week.
Of the biggest voices at keeping us updated on the Oakland A's, Howard Terminal, Las Vegas. We got to give some love because the A's have a rich tradition here in Oakland. I do believe this could be a two-team market. I really do. And it's sad what's going on with the Oakland Athletics as a team on the field, as a team off the field. The organization has failed this community. So, Casey, finally, your moment to shine on the morning roast. What's up, Casey?
What's up, guys? I'm waiting for that breaking news sounder to just shatter my dream.
Wait, Casey, you know, gotta cut you off. Yeah. We got news. I'm kidding, Casey. Sorry. Kidding. The floor is yours, man. All right, so look, man, I'm so lost in the A situation, man. There's a new report every single day, but you have been consistent. You've been all over it, so that's why we want you on, and it's your time to shine here. So we had a hearing last week in Las Vegas with the Nevada State Legislature. Let us know the details on that. Where are we at with this situation with the Oakland A's of Las Vegas?
Yeah, so this is interesting. Friday night, on a three-day weekend, they introduced the bill that could potentially bring Major League Baseball to Las Vegas. Monday, on Memorial Day, they actually discussed the bill for the first time and only time so far. It's really because, like, the legislative session ends on Monday. They meet every other year. So that's kind of why there's such a rush right now. And at the moment, the big news is, I don't even know why I know all this stuff. I shouldn't know all this stuff, but Nevada has not passed their state budget yet, and the governor vetoed a bunch of bills. So unless they pass the state budget, they can't even vote on this baseball bill by Monday. So, yes, now I know Nevada politics. It's great.
I mean, it's so, there's so much nuance to this. Like, I think most fans, are they going or are they staying or do we just not know? Is this all like fake? Like, what's your read on that when you get, when you get asked those kinds of questions? Like, what's going on, man? Are they staying or are they going? That's, I guess, where we're boiling this thing down to. I know it's unfair because maybe you don't even know the answer to that, but it's exhausting.
It is. Trust me. It's very exhausting. I've somehow decided to live this every day because I grew up going to the Coliseum. I just care about what happens, and I think the fans don't really have a voice in any of this, so I follow it diligently. And my read is that I think Nevada will ram through this bill at some point in time. If they don't do it by Monday, they'll call a special session and do it because they want Las Vegas to be the sports capital of the world. They want Major League Baseball. Would that be the nail in the coffin for A's fans in Oakland? I mean, very likely, but perhaps not yet. And that's where things get interesting. If you look at what happened with the Sacramento Kings, maybe you guys were out there when the Kings and Warriors played that series, and that arena is spectacular. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys remember watching, but I watched the Kings broadcasters crying on the air on the last Kings broadcast in Sacramento, or so they thought. But then when the team went up for sale, Vivek Ranadive was able to buy the team and save the Kings in Sacramento. So if this franchise ends up for sale, it could be saved. I actually just put up a YouTube video where I concocted this plan where if they could give Nevada to John Fisher and the A's, perhaps sell the rights to the franchise to a local buyer who wants to keep the team here, then you could fix two baseball markets in one swoop. So there's still lots of different options, but yeah, it's not looking great for A's fans out here in Oakland right now.
So, like, Vontae references, you know, he thinks that it could be a two-team market. I'm sure there's tons of data all over the place. What is so appealing about Las Vegas versus Oakland? Like, what is it? Simply they want someone to fund a stadium, or are we not seeing, because everyone's going to say, well, it's a bigger market in the Bay Area, there's more people in the Bay Area, but does that necessarily mean that they're going to make more money, or is this simply about just getting a welfare check for a stadium?
I'm with the welfare check camp on that, because if you really look at the two deals in Oakland, it would have been on 50-plus acres of waterfront property staring right across the bay at Oracle Park. You would have had control of that land if you're the A's. You would have had that stadium. You would have had it all. But it was also a much larger development. They bit off way more than they could chew. They tried to add 3,000 residential units and all this commercial real estate. Like, look what the Giants did. They built the ballpark. We're 20-plus years into this. Now they're building the housing, right? So if the A's did this more incrementally, they could have done it a lot easier. And in Las Vegas, what they get is a 9-acre ballpark they do not own on land they do not own. It's just a quick and easy, let's get it done and not spend as much money situation.
It's got a lot of 49er feel to it in that sense.
It does. I want to ask Casey this. We had Casey Pratt from ABC7. Of course, that's a great job over there at ABC7 with Chris Alvarez, Larry Bell. They do a great job covering all sports here in the Bay Area. I guess I want to know the difference between the $375 million in non-city funding that Oakland raised for Howard Terminal versus the $380 million the A's are getting from Las Vegas. What is the difference?
This is where it's crazy, too. They have $100 million more coming, potentially, in Oakland. As early as June, they have another grant they're going to get. And what Oakland did was brilliant in the sense that they raised a bunch of money using state, regional, and federal infrastructure grants. So this isn't even like tax dollars. These are grants from the government because, you know, infrastructure is a hot item. And it's used to fix up the area around Howard Terminal to help support a ballpark plan. If you've been down to Jacqueline and Square, there's trains that go ripping through there. The roads are all chewed up. So they would fix all of that, and they would do it with grants, and it could be up to $475 million soon. And keep that number in mind because the A's asked them to raise $352 million, and they've already surpassed that.
Wow.
It's just that things got a lot more expensive after the pandemic and inflation and interest rates shot up. And so if the A's leave for Las Vegas, Oakland gets to keep all of that money and fix up the area anyways. It's amazing.
Was the Howard Terminal project a smoke and mirrors thing on the A's behalf? Or was it sincere? Because the way you said, like, hey, they built it up, like it feels like they bit off more than they could chew on purpose. Like, and maybe I'm being too cynical.
So I would say you are. Now, I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm not trying to disagree with you on that point. But, like, if you look at 2018 is when they announced this. Mm-hmm. You know, the world was a completely different place. And it was a $6 billion development. It would have been one of the biggest developments ever in the state of California. Now, do you look at the A's ownership and go, I have confidence in them pulling off a $6 billion development? The answer is no. But they at least thought they could do it. And they put a ton of time and resources into this. I mean,
and they couldn't even sign a $6 million free agent. I mean, what are we like? Yeah, right? I mean, I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm just like, you know, I'm sorry. I keep going, though. Keep going. I apologize.
No, I don't disagree with you at all on that. I just mean, they really did actually try to do this. They had it in the best interest. I mean, they passed laws. They passed an environmental impact report. It's hard to build in California. They got port priority use approved, which was a massive battle. Like, they cleared so many huge hurdles. It took an insane amount of time and work and energy. But this is why it's so weird for them to just so quickly up and walk away from a deal that they paved the way for on the water in Oakland. I mean, now any other developer could come in and take advantage of all the time and money and energy they spent on clearing this waterfront property. Waterfront property is not cheap or easy to get in the Bay Area, and there's only so much. There's right. never going to be any more, right?
Yep. Yep, no doubt. Casey Pratt here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, ABC 7. So if the deal does fall through in Las Vegas, because it still feels like they are both still far apart, the state of Nevada and the Oakland A's, are there other cities the A's are considering, like a city like Portland or Salt Lake City, or is that all false as well with Dave Cavill and company? Any other cities in consideration if the A's in Vegas falls deal, the A's to Vegas deal falls through?
Yeah, they say there are. I mean, not the A's not publicly saying it, but in one of the Nevada legislative meetings when they talked about the bill, they said if this falls through, they're going to look at other cities. Sacramento's trying to make a case right now, too. I mean, in reality, what will happen is if they don't get this deal in Vegas, I think they're going to sell the team. There's a reason all this looks so rushed and chaotic. Mm. I think it's because they're out of financial resources. Mm. Like, why else would you dump your entire roster spending no more than what you're getting back in TV revenue, have the absolute worst team in baseball, the absolute lowest payroll in baseball, while you're in the middle of trying to secure the most important deal in the history of your franchise for a new home? Like, that is not how you do things. You saw the Warriors. When they led into Chase Center, they were, like, unbelievably good. You know, the 49ers were unbelievably good as they went into Levi's Stadium. Like, yeah. You need to actually have an appealing team, something people actually want before you get a stadium deal done, especially if you're asking for public money. They right. went about this a complete backwards way, and I think it's because they're just flat out of time. They're flat out of resources. I think John Fisher, who's a billionaire, does not have the liquid assets. All of his value is tied up in the team and the gap, and the stocks are plummeting. I think this is a we got to pump and dump this thing or we got to get out.
Wow. Wow, that's fascinating stuff right there. I mean, if they do sell, then is there still on the table for the A's to return to Oakland? Because I do believe in that area around Oracle Arena, the Coliseum. Look, when the Giants built, you know this, Casey, when the Giants built Oracle Park, there was nothing down there at Mission Bay. Nothing at all. Now look at it. It looks completely different than it did 23, 24 years ago. I still believe with that BART station right there, the freeway access right there on 880, it's very accessible. Parking's not a problem. You could build condos. You could build around that area. I still think that's a great place to play baseball right there at, where they play right now. So if, even if our terminal doesn't work out, is there still a possibility the A's, if this falls through, they sell to have a home in Oakland?
100%. Absolutely. I think that if another ownership group came in, there's two different things they would probably do. One, you could take everything that's happened at Howard Terminal and quickly get a deal there, and you could get it even quicker if you remove all the bloated other stuff, like the commercial real estate nobody wants. Like, if you decided to wait on the 3,000 housing units, kind of like I mentioned with the Giants, just if you wanted to just go to Howard Terminal and build a stadium, the approvals are basically there. You could do that crazy fast. And if you don't, then you could look at the Oakland Coliseum site. Now, there's another group that's bought half the Oakland Coliseum land. The A's own the other half right now, currently. But you could definitely make a deal to build at that Coliseum site as well. So, I mean, there's plenty of options. And up until very recently, Commissioner Manfred said, you know, Major League Baseball belongs in Oakland. He recognizes the importance of the diversity of the market in Oakland. Mm-hmm. To pull a team out of that in one of the most diverse markets they have is going to really screw up all these things they pretend they care about. So if you really look at it, Oakland makes a ton of sense. It's just that once John Fisher pivoted off Oakland, that's when the commissioner started saying Vegas, 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 Oakland, whatever.
Well, you know, I think where it gets tricky is when you look at some of these teams that have been for sale, the Anaheim Angels, the Nationals, and they've rescinded that. And the Marlins recently got sold. The ones that do sell, sell because they have the stadium, right? And the ones that are in stadium flux, they're not getting the price points that they're at. So not only would you buy the team, then you would have to dump in extra X amount of billion dollars to build a stadium. That's a lot of money, you know, for an asset that's very depreciated right now. It's a lot. I'm not saying it's impossible. I agree with you. There is someone with business acumen. Man, it's just, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look at Joe Lacob and the Warriors. I mean, this is exactly like that, right? The Warriors were in the absolute dump. I mean, obviously, they had just drafted Steph Curry, so that helps, but nobody knew what he was going to become. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe Lacob bought the Warriors for, what, $400-something million?
Now it's a multi-billion-dollar
franchise. I mean, you're buying at the bottom, you get the stadium, and then this team is going to skyrocket in value, especially with a little investment. I mean, guys, like, the last guy the A's signed was Eric Chavez. That was so long ago. You're $66 million. If you actually had an owner like Joe Lacob, for example, that bought this team on the low, got a new home, actually invested in the roster, got people excited about the product, man, you'd have a whole renaissance in Oakland for baseball.
I'm kind of with you there, Casey. I know, Shasky, we disagree at times about this.
Because the Marlins sold for $3 billion right, with a new stadium, and then just a couple years later, their valuation is actually $400 million less than what it was sold for. Like, and they had a lot of things going for them that the A's don't have going for them. Like, I see where he's going. I get the correlation.
But let me ask you this, Casey, before we let you go.
I have a hard time seeing it. The math work.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, Casey, because this is great stuff here, and I'm glad you came on and joined us, and we apologize about Monday. How does this end? You've covered this every single day. You've been all over it. You've given us great insight throughout this tenure of the A's trying to go to Vegas. How does this end? Do the A's stay in Oakland? Do they end up in Vegas? Does Fisher sell? How do you see this playing out?
I think the easiest path at this point in time, and this might be the most negative one, but I think they passed the bill in Las Vegas. I think at that point, Fisher could even flip the franchise and just say, look, I just made a massive profit. Get out and let someone else build Vegas. That'd probably be the best scenario for Vegas. Could Oakland look at expansion down the line? I just don't see it happening that way. The way I'd like to see it happen is I say, Fisher gets his deal in Vegas. He sells the franchise rights to the A's. They build in Oakland. They get Las Vegas. And then you could even get Dave Stewart's group to go into Nashville like they want. And you could have Vegas and Nashville as your new market. That would be killer for baseball. But we'll see if they're smart enough to pull that off.
All right, Casey.
I kind of agree with that last statement.
Will be something else.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, with the Titans
Casey,
there building
a
new stadium. Casey Pratt, ABC7, always good stuff. Casey, I love seeing your work, man. You've been all over the stuff. Good stuff as well. We'll have you back on the roast when we get more intel about what the A's will do, whether they go to Vegas or stay in Oakland or Fisher sales. But good stuff, Casey.
Yeah, thank you, Casey.
Yeah, you know what? I have so much love for you guys. I put you on in the morning when I take the kids to school, and I just think you guys are two of the most genuine, diehard Bay Area guys out there. I love seeing you thrive. I'm so happy for you guys. Much love.